Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The way this weekend started, kind of surprising to lose 2 out of 3 to a Red Sox team that was struggling coming in. But that's baseball over the course of 162. Yankees fall 11-7 to the Red Sox. As for our Yankees rewind, Carlos Rodon powered a 95-mile-an-hour fastball by Rob Refsnyder. Finished off a 1-2-3 first inning. He was in control early on once again. Bottom of the first inning, Yankees facing the righty Hunter Dobbins, who said entering his first start against the Yankees, if the Yankees were the last team to give me a contract, I'd retire. So he made headlines coming into this start. Ben Rice leading off against him on a 2-2 pitch, smoked a single to right, and set up Aaron Judge, who didn't waste any time. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's first pitch, and Judge drives one. Deep right center field, just watching. Goodbye. Well, 15 rows up, Seuss. 15 rows up.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. 436 feet going the opposite way, hitting the right center field bleachers for the captain. And Rodon with a 2-0 lead. Top of the second, he fanned Carlos Narvaez, a former Yankee, on the changeup. Then facing Romy Gonzalez, Abraham Toro. Some sparkling defense from Jazz.
1-1. Pitch swung on, dribbled. Left side, Jazz charge. Throw, bobble, gets rid of it quickly. Still got him. Nice play.
And that's because of the arm. Great arm by Jazz Chisholm.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Rodon. He steps into it. The pitch. Fastball swing on. Bounce to third. Jazz takes his time. Throws off balance right on the money. What a great play. He's so good he didn't even have to set his feet. He just threw it on the move, and it was a perfect strike to Goldie. That was beautiful.
A natural third baseman. Defensive plays of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Net polished off, 6 up, 6 down for Rodon. Bottom two, Trent Grisham roped a 1-out single to right off Dobbins, but it was erased by a DJ LeMahieu double play ball to short. Top of the third, 2-0 Yanks with one away. Rodon allowed his first hit to Sadon Rafaela, infield single to third. Jazz ranging left, spinning throw wild, allowed Rafael to go to second. A single and an E5, but Rodon, the next pitch, induced a Christian Campbell ground ball to first. Rafael went to third on that play. With two out, Rafael off third. Rodon got ahead of Duran, 1-2, overpowered him. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, strikeout number 3, stranded the runner at third, ended the top of the third. So 2-0 Yankees going into the bottom half, and Dobbins facing 8-9-1. Another easy inning, including Rice getting robbed. Laser to third, diving stop by Toro. So Dobbins settling in after that Judge home run in the first inning. Top four, Rodon whiffed Devers on a sinker. Got a fly ball from Refsnyder. Perfect running play by the captain, angling towards the line. Rodon's first walk, full count against Narvaez with two out. That kind of foreshadowed what was to come. But Gonzalez fly to right, and four shutout for Rodon. You look up, another night in full command to that point. Last 24 innings at that stage, one run allowed by Carlos Rodon. 2-0 Yankee lead, bottom four, and Dobbins coasted through the heart of the Yankee order, facing the minimum since the Judge blast in the first inning. Top of the fifth, Rodon, he was continuing his role, got pop-ups from Toro and Story, but he walked Rafael, the number eight hitter. So he had only put three runners on at that point, and two of them, Sadon Rafaela, also kept the inning alive for Christian Campbell.
There's pitch swung on and hit down the right field line. Might be trouble. Judge going into the corner. Does it slice enough? And well, no, it doesn't.
Well, it does
it sneaks in. That's a two-run homer tying this ball game up.
Brand new ball game. Just kept it fair. And Campbell once again with two outs, just like the pair of RBI singles last night. A bottom of the fifth inning, Yankees looking to pick up Rodon immediately. Dobbins got Volpe on a full count fly ball to right. And Grisham a roller over towards first. So two out, nobody on. Dobbins working it. He had set down 13 of 14 since the Judge homer in the first inning. But DJ LeMahieu, he had something to say about that.
Story was right there. Drives one right field, backing up. Ref Snyder got a chance. It's gone. That is a DJ home run. If you ever wanted to see one, it's 3-2 Yankees. Opposite field, three rows back. A Yankee Stadium right field home run. They all count.
And another classic LeMahieu swing, making it 9 for his last 19. And the Yankees promptly the lead back. But that trouble for Rodon, bottom of the order in the fifth inning, continued into the sixth inning. He hit Devers to start the inning, then walked Ref Snyder on five pitches. Two runners out there for the former Yankee, Carlos Narvaez, and our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
He deals drive deep to left, and that's going to leave the ballpark. He hit that a mile, way out of here. A three-run homer by former Yankee Carlos Narvaez.
And that flipped the game on its head. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune in to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That swing by Narvaez ended Rodon's night. Rodon only three hits allowed tonight. Two of them home runs, two of them crooked numbers. That was kind of reminiscent of an early season Rodon start, as opposed to the last nine starts where he's been flat out brilliant. Rodon tonight, five earned runs in five plus innings. His previous 29 innings coming into tonight, five earned runs combined. And it was a tale of those first four innings versus the last like inning plus for Rodon in his outing tonight. Fernando Cruz came on, bases empty, struck out Gonzalez, but he was touched up by Toro, ringing double to right. And Story squeaked one through the right side, made it runners at the corners for Rafaela. Cruz struck him out on three pitches, a big second out, but he couldn't take care of the nine-hitter Campbell. Two-out walk, loaded the bases, so Aaron Boone went to the lefty. Tim Hill to face the leadoff man, lefty hitting Jarren Duran. Huge spot, looking to keep it a 5-3 ball game, but a two-run single right back up the middle. 7-3 Boston. Hill is a Yankee. Batters were 0-for-14 against him with the bases loaded, including that escape on Thursday in the seventh inning, a big one against Cleveland. That was all broken up by Jarren Duran. After Devers grounded to second time up in the inning, Red Sox already had five runs on four hits, 10 batters to plate in that defining sixth inning. But like last night, like all year, swings in this game, deflating, it didn't impact the Yankees. They took it one at-bat at a time, and trailing 7-3, the lefty Brett Bernardino in for Boston, replacing Dobbins. He froze Ben Rice on a sinker, but then walked Judge on five pitches. Bellinger behind 1-2. He served a single to left. Goldschmidt, he came up, moved the line along, worked a walk to load the bases for Jazz. A tying run at the plate immediately after the Yankees had fallen behind 7-3. And Yankee Stadium was ready to erupt at this point. Jazz a slicing liner to left. Sac fly cut the Boston lead to 7-4. Two out, but still 2-1. So Alex Cora, he went to the former Yankee farmhand Garrett Whitlock. Volpe greeted him with a scorcher off Whitlock's hip. An infield single reloaded the bases for Trent Grisham, who checked his swing at a 3-2 off-speed pitch. Ball 4, 7-5 game, and the Yankees quickly quelling all of that Red Sox mojo, right? From that 5-run top of the 6th inning, Yankees within 2. Bases loaded for DJ LeMahieu, already a homer on the day. That big 2-run single with the bases loaded last night, crowd chanting DJ, but a soft grounder to second. End of the 6th inning, Jonathan Lewisk to come on for a 1-2-3-7 to keep it right there at 7-5 Boston. Time to stretch, bottom 7. Yankees a chance against the former Yankee Justin Wilson, who had struggled pretty much mightily last night, but got out of it. Outside of a two-out infield single from Judge tonight, Wilson dominant in the seventh. And he struck out the pinch hitter, Austin Wells. Yankees looking for some life with Wells. Wilson struck him out. Then Loaisiga back out there for the top of the eighth. He allowed back-to-back home runs. Toro and Story. 9-5 Boston. Story's finish of the series 5-for-10 with 6 RBIs these last couple nights. And Toro, a 7-for-13 series. Yankees bottom eight. Some life against Zach Kelly, but they couldn't finish it off because former Yankee Greg Weiser came on, put out any fire. Second and third got Grisham, got LeMahieu. Top of the ninth, Rafael Devers capped off the homer barrage for Boston tonight. Fifth homer for Boston. It came off Brent Hedrick, who'd relieved Loaisiga after the back-to-back jacks in the eighth inning. Devers' 30th career homer against the Yankees in 113 games against the Yanks. So it's 11-5 Boston into the bottom of the ninth inning. You add in that Toro RBI double that made it 7-for-13 on the series in the top of the ninth. So the Yankees, you know, you can easily give up at-bats if you don't care. Aaron Judge didn't do that in the bottom of the ninth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right center field. Giving chase, Rafaela. And at the fence, goodbye. Aaron Judge, Oppo. Two-run homer, second homer tonight. 4 RBIs tonight. And it's now an 11-7 ball game.
And that was against Robert Stock, who walked three. You know, the last thing you want if you're a manager is your reliever to come in up by 6 runs in the ninth inning and walk three guys. So Aroldis Chapman had to come into this game. Second and third, two away, struck out Anthony Volpe. So the Red Sox still won the game, but Robert Stock, Aaron Judge, it's amazing. It's greatness what we're watching. He doesn't give up any at-bat. 43rd career multi-armer game. But Stock had to get relief for Chapman, who struck out Volpe. Volpe lost a bat, by the way, striking out against Chapman to end this frustrating night for the Yankees. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox, 11-7 the final, and a tale of like a first end of the outing and a second end of the outing for Carlos Rodon. Yankees rewind anytime on demand on the free Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.